Okay, so let's talk about the ending of Dune 2 and what that sets up for a possible third film. According to Denis Villeneuve, they apparently are writing the third film already. They also do say that they probably do need a break from this world after spending about like 6 years now in this world with the writing, the directing, and all of that, and just planning, of course. So let's get into what we pretty much saw in this film is we saw Paul sort of become the messiah that they didn't want to become throughout the whole film as they were fighting with the Fremen from the beginning of this film. Throughout learning their ways, taking these tests. And of course, we saw the divide between the Fremen as some of them believed Paul to be this messiah. Others, of course, did not believe in all of this. We saw Rebecca Ferguson's character of Lady Jessica becoming the Reverend Mother of the Fremen as well, and at the same time drinking the water of life and sort of being in tune with all of their generations before them, and also pushing Paul in order to become these sort of messiah and have the Fremen rally towards them. Of course, Paul at the beginning of the film didn't want any of this. They were pretty much against ever becoming a messiah and just wanted to fight. He just wanted to take down the Harkonnens alongside the Fremen and basically have them be free and live in their planet. But as we see in the film progress, we see as Paul and Chani have this love connection that begins to brew, especially once Paul makes it clear that they don't want to be a messiah, they don't want to lead, they just want to fight with them, and sort of has this newfound respect for him. They form this love and appreciation towards one another. Of course, all of that changes as we get deeper into the film and towards the end when we see that Paul has to take the water of life. And as they take the water of life and they move more south, or more of the fundamentalists that are sort of feeling that Paul is the messiah are there. And so we see Paul and Chani and the rest of the Fremen up north. They are fighting. They're going up against the Harkonnens and winning. And we see a lot of these little wins happening for them. And it seems that everything's going to be good. And so we also see at a point that Baron has a new person in charge of Arrakis. And that's going to be Faye Ratha, who is played by Austin Butler, who is a lot more psychotic than Robin is, who is played by Dave Bautista. And we see that they eventually end up like having this ambush attack and everything on the Fremen, destroying like their holy sites and all of them. And so this is pretty much the moment that the Fremen decide they have to travel south. They have to get more people into this cause, because that's where they have more of the fundamentalists as well. And if they see that Paul's here and all of that, that will get them to fight as well. And we eventually see that Paul is sort of on the borderline of not wanting to go because they don't want to become this messiah. They don't want to be seen as this sort of like figure of sorts. They just want to be normal and fight in the war with them, not be this sort of god that is worshipped. But of course, they have to go. They have to go down there. And Chani tells them that they don't have to change and that they can continue fighting as they were. But as soon as Paul gets over there where Lady Jessica is already there, they drink the water of life and they sort of have this big like eye-opening experience where they see their sister as well, who is still in the womb of their mother because Lady Jessica's pregnant. But after they had drank the water, the baby sort of came alive as well, and then has been talking with Lady Jessica throughout this whole time as well. And during the vision that Paul has, we see that he sees his sister, who is now grown in that vision, who is played by Anya Taylor-Joy here, and they talk about what is coming. And then we see that Paul realizes that they are actually Harkonnen as well, him and his mother, Lady Jessica, apparently the daughter of the Baron, making the Baron Paul's grandfather. This whole like eye-opening experience and sequence for Paul sort of sets him on this path where he wants to be the messiah, and we see as he pushes forward to be this messiah now, and the Fremen are following him now as they plan this big ambush towards the Emperor and the Baron that have now come. So Paul now with the Fremen is able to ambush them as using the giant sandworms as well as the atomic that they found with Gurney earlier in the film. And now Paul is pretty much in there. The Baron is in there. The Emperor is in there. Fade's in there. And also Princess Irulan. As soon as Paul gets in there, he says hello to his grandfather, the Baron, right before killing him. And then pretty much tells the Emperor that he is now going to be the Emperor Paul. And that he will take the princess and rule with her. And of course, Chani's are like, what? We then see the Emperor choose Faye to be like their champion in order to fight Paul to see who will get the throne. And that was one of the best sequences in the whole film, honestly, that fight scene between Faye and Paul. And so it's like this whole battle between the cousins. And you have this amazing knife fight scene between Faye and Paul, but eventually we see that Paul is able to overtake Faye. And now Paul, of course, is going to become the Emperor. It looks like they're about to kill the Emperor Shaddam. But then Princess Irulan basically says, like, hey, yeah, I'll marry you, I'll be your wife, all that good stuff, but please don't kill him. We then see that Paul kind of accepts that and tells the other houses that are all, like, witnessing all of this happening that they have now ascended the throne and have become the emperor. But the other houses are like, not having that at all. And so Paul just basically says, then send him to paradise as he starts this, like, new holy war. And we see that the Fremen are going to pretty much be his warriors, his soldiers, and all of that. Chani, who does not want anything to do with this, walks out and just rides off into the sandstorm with one of the worms that they're calling right now. And that's basically how the movie ends right there. So this is basically the visions that Paul was having are now going to happen because of the holy war, where he was talking about that if he went south, that would cause like billions of lives to be lost around the galaxy. And that's apparently what Dune Messiah is about, the next book that comes after the Dune book. And I will actually be talking about that for what will happen in Dune 3. So stay tuned for that video later this week. But I think that this really showcased that Paul was right to be afraid from the beginning, because once they went to the south and they had the water of life, and Lady Jessica pushed all of this whole like idealistic view of Paul being this messiah to all of the people around there, we saw Paul really go down this dark path, and where he just wanted this bloodthirsty revenge that he was talking about at the beginning of the film, but it wasn't to the extent where we see him at the end of the film, where he's using these atomics and he's like leading the Fremen to go ahead and die in order for his own conquest. And the whole thing at the beginning, like what Chani wanted for their people and what Paul apparently wanted as well, was for them to just be free. But now it seems that Paul has become a new ruler and has sort of become hungry with power as well as this new emperor. It also goes back to what Lady Jessica was telling Paul as well at a point in the film, that it's great that they're having this little romance with Chani and all, but that he should be aligning more strategically with who he is romantically involved with. And it seems that Paul has taken that into account. Also, the fact that he learned that they are also Harkonnen, so was, I think, a big thing that made Paul become a little bit more ruthless and bloodthirsty, I think. And we're going to be seeing something honestly insane. Very curious to see if they do Dune Messiah, how many years do they go into the future? I know Dune Messiah said a couple of years into the future from the end of the book as well. But especially because Anya Taylor's character looked like they were at least 20s, late teens and all of that. So I'm very curious to see how many years into the future they go as well with the characters, because her character was already pretty grown. And I'm pretty sure they're going to use Anya Taylor again in the next film. So we'll see how they are able to pull all of that off and what that will mean. But we'll talk about that in the Dune Messiah video that's going to come out later this week. But yeah, pretty much at the end, why did Paul become evil is the question. And I think that it's not necessarily becoming evil. It's just becoming drunk with power. And I think Paul feels that he is doing the right thing. I feel like he thinks this is the only way now, especially with Gurney coming back and also drinking the water of life and just killing the Baron and now Fade. I feel like they feel the only way to maintain peace is to be this ruthless, almost dictator is what Paul is becoming, I feel. And he is using the advantage of this, like, millions of Fremen seeing him as a messiah, because he knows that they have this sort of blind faith towards him and will do whatever he needs them to do, because they feel that he is the chosen one, even though it was like done by his mother's side and all of that. Like, all of this religion and faith is not real. It was all like made to be in their favor in order to keep ruling and all of that. So I'm very curious to see how much of that does Paul really consider when he's talking about being like the great messiah and all of that for the people. But yeah, pretty much that's what happened. We have the Baron now dead. We have Fade dead. Of course, we saw also Gurney take out Robin. And the Emperor pretty much now has kissed the ring. So it looks like it's pretty much Paul's world to rule now. And I'm curious to see now with Dune Messiah being written by Denis Villeneuve, where do we go with this film? Although he did say he wants to take a break, he doesn't want to be in this world for too long. So could we possibly see this in the next 2 years or possibly 5 years? Maybe he'll make another film in between and then we get this epic conclusion. And I'm very curious to see, because there's also Children of Dune after, apparently. So there's still a lot of lore in there, but I'm not entirely sure. I think Denis also said that Dune Messiah would be like his last thing he does. He wouldn't venture into all of the other lore, but you never know. Anyways, let me know your thoughts and opinions on the film. What do you think about the ending? What do you think happens next? We can talk all about Dune and all of that as soon as I read Dune Messiah, because I definitely want to get my hands on that and read more about it. We can definitely talk about what Dune 3 could hold. Let me know what you think about it in the comments down below. And if you're excited for more Dune, and as always, check us out wherever you can. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers, less than 2,000 to go for that. So super excited to get to it. And I'll see you next time. Stay safe. Stay positive.